Why do we make our happiness so difficult to find us? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why do we make our happiness so hard to find us? Why do we do that? Why do we do that? Now, I was talking with Ingeborg this morning, and I was saying, Ingeborg, please speak up so I can hear you. And Ingeborg says, I do speak up so you can hear me. I said, no, Ingeborg, so I can hear you in my ears, you know, loud. And she said, I will, you know. And then she doesn't. Now, would Ingeborg make me very happy if she spoke up so I could hear what she had to say?
Yes.
Now, why doesn't she do it? Why does she make it so difficult for me to have that happiness? Now, Ellen was unaware of the two terms that are used in the stock market. And she only thinks in the terms of profit and loss. And she doesn't think in the terms of loss. She only thinks in the terms of profit.
That's right.
And more profit.
Yes.
She didn't know about the bull and the bear. She didn't realize that those are two symbols in the market of activities of the market. She didn't know that one could make her very happy and one could make her very powerful. Oh, I would think one might hurt her and one might help her. Well, it all depends. If you're going for a bull market or for a bear market, it depends on whether you're long-term or short-term. It depends on whether the market is having a good time or a bad time. So these are all things. Now, Ellen, what is it that is in the politics? We have two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. And what is the Democrat?
It's the bear.
It's a donkey.
Oh, God.
And what is a Republican?
I don't know.
An elephant.
Oh.
An elephant.
So they're the same.
You see, here you are, a United States citizen for how many years? And you don't even know about the donkeys and the elephants. Now, why do they always give the donkeys or the Democrats a hard time? They give the Democrats a hard time because they say they're just a big ass, you know. And they give
the donkeys.
Yeah, and they give the bear a hard time. They give the elephant a hard time because what does an elephant do? It never forgets. An elephant never forgets. That's the Republican Party. The Republican Party never forgets its roots. And what are the roots of the Republican Party? Class, quality, business, money, 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 money. And what's the roots of the Democratic Party?
Church.
The people! At least that's what they say. The Democratic Party is supposed to be the People's Party. And, of course, it's not really so, because both parties are the People's Party. And both parties are dealing with it equally. Now, why is it that we give ourselves such a hard time on this? Why is it? Now, in the newspapers, in every political election, they draw cartoons or take pictures of cartoons or get candidates in compromising situations which are not very complimentary to them. And they put them in the newspapers and magazines and they say, yeah, sure, see, here's what our political leader would be, you know, if he's this or that or the other thing. And they have to be very careful of our black candidate for president, because if they start pulling thus on him, the ALCP will get after them and just tear them to shreds and will say, yeah, you're picking on them. And they just would love to have them do that, because then that would be all the more votes for the black party, you know. And so instead of voting for the man, you're voting in opposition to being pointed up in a negative way. And now that's no way to do it. But the parties still run themselves on that basis, on an emotional basis. And they always will. They always will. We talked about politics and parties and legislators this morning, privately after our morning lecture. Now, what is your situation? Why don't you look to life to find more happiness in it? Why don't you look to life to see the more joyous side of life? Why is it that you want to limit yourself? Why is it you want to make things limiting to yourself? Now, I'm looking at computers, looking at all sorts of gadgets and things that are used on computers and things that are valuable for computers. And I think to myself, how interesting, how very interesting these things are, and how beneficial or unbeneficial these things are. And then I say to myself, am I having fun? And I say, yes. And so I say, and then it's beneficial. Is it something that other people are not happy with? Sometimes. But do I like it? Then it's beneficial. Whatever I'm doing, if I'm being myself and having fun, and then it's beneficial. It's beneficial for me. Now, you sometimes get so attached to things, like Sylvia is now attached to her Dell, which was an attempt to be a skinny like the Apple Air, Apple Book Air, what do they call it, MacBook Air, that is trying to be so tiny and so skinny. It too has an 80 gigabyte hard drive on it, and it has a separate hard drive that is used for it and all that kind of stuff, and it has a separate DVD drive and things like that. And so they try to come up with the same in different things, and it's interesting, very interesting, and the weight and all these other things. Now, is Sylvia in love with her computer system because she bought it against the wishes of everybody else, but because she wanted to buy it, and so she went out and bought it, that we bought? Or is Sylvia happy with it because it does everything she wants it to do, and it is so fun to be with, it's so fun to take with her when she goes visiting once a year someplace around the country, and isn't that neat, you know? Now, what is the reason that it makes Sylvia so happy? Or does it make Sylvia happy to have something that we might disagree with?
It's now, a fun computer.
I'm sorry?
It's a fun computer.
You heard her? She said it like Ingeborg with that, it's a fun computer.
No, it's a fun It's a fun computer. It's a fun computer.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Ingeborg, what did she say?
She says that it's a fun computer.
And what do you think?
I would like to try it.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Now, there you go. Now, there you got a pat on the back. That was great. Now, you see, this is the thing. It's a fun computer. Now, all right, now we're going to ask Sylvia the $64,000 question. Why? Why is it a fun computer?
Because
what does it do?
It does everything.
What does it do that other computers don't do?
It's portable. It's lovely. It's excellent. It's the best computer I've ever had.
Now, big deal. Now, what could Sylvia say that would be the turning point of how that computer is that making her happy? What could she say? Anyone tell me?
It's the
what? Bea?
It's the ideal computer.
All right.
It's the best.
All right. What are you going to say, Ingeborg?
It's the ideal computer.
Shush. That's it's not your turn. What would she say?
I agree with ideal.
And you're all wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
It makes her happy.
It makes
and
me
shush,
happy.
Shush, now I'm giving you the answer. Now you jump on her. But you see, she doesn't have to have a reason for what makes her happy. Do you know why some girls like some guys? They're ugly, they're thoughtless, they're inconsiderate, they're stupid. Or why some guys like some women who look like the end of the world, you know? You know? They love them because it makes them happy. Because, like, Daniel said about his girlfriend that she was the first woman who ever made him feel like a man, who made him feel absolutely wonderful. What a beautiful thing to say. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful thing to say. Now, would you say that's making him happy?
Yes.
Would you say that's why he's maintaining this relationship to the best of his ability?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how could Daniel maintain this relationship to even a better ability than he's been doing? I will answer you. Daniel could maintain this relationship to even a better ability if he would be like Sylvia and just like her computer because it makes her happy. It's fun for her. It makes her happy. You understand that? There is no reason for it. There is no purpose for it. This computer that she has is no better, no worse, no more wonderful than any other computer in the world. In fact, it probably doesn't even have half the stuff a lot of other computers have on it, you know. But it makes her happy. Yeah. She married this guy. She married this computer because it was a computer that made her happy. And he looked different. He had his hard drive hanging out here and his DVD hanging out over here and this thing hanging out over here. But she loves him. She loves him with all of his exocentricities. That's a new word for you. And all of his exocentricities that are making him a little different, a little special. What makes us happy? We don't know. We don't know. What makes us happy is when we like ourselves, when we think that we are okay. When someone speaks to us and they say, Ingeborg, how are you doing today? And Ingeborg says,
I'm feeling great.
Now, wasn't that clear and beautiful and easy to hear? Yes, 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 you're feeling great. Now, is she really feeling great? I would think she is, wouldn't you?
Yes.
She just spoke right up there and shouted out to the world, I'm feeling great. Now, what makes you feel that you're so wonderful, Miss Anita? I like me.
I like me.
My God, yeah. I'm being myself and having fun.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm doing the thing that turns me on.
Yes.
Turns me on.
Yes, and I have fun doing it.
Well, I hope to kiss a pig. But the thing is, you're having fun doing things that turn you on.
Yes.
Now, Sylvia, you're having fun doing what?
Doing the things I'm doing.
Well, now, that I won't accept that because that's not necessarily true. Because
I'm having fun playing on my computer.
That's all right too. But the thing is, if you say doing the things I'm doing, you may have to do certain things that you don't really want to do, and then it's not really making you happy, but you're going to suffer through it. And that's not any fun. Being yourself and having fun, doing the things that make you happy. Ingeborg, what do you do that makes you happy?
Believing in myself.
Wow, believing in herself. Now, isn't that a good way to go? Sylvie, do you believe in yourself?
Yes.
When did you start doing that?
Always came out of the box like that.
Super duper duper. Always came out of the box like that. Okay, now, isn't that wonderful? Now, why does she get mad at people from time to time? When do you get mad at people?
I never get mad at people.
When do you get happy with people?
I am.
When do you get happy with people?
Never.
Why?
Because I am happy. I'm always happy, and so I'm always happy with everybody.
Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but see, if you are an is, where is the negative?
No way. There is no negative.
If you are an is, where is the positive?
There is no positive.
If you are an is, where is the was? There no is no was. It just is. And that's what we want to do. When we are ourselves and having fun, then we are happy. Now, is there any other way you want to be than happy?
No. Nope.
You understand that?
Yes.
And when you're out in the open, it's all done. Mm-hmm. All done and spoken for. You see? Its life is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fulfilling, so rewarding when we're willing to speak up and be counted. Do you like yourself, Bea?
Yes.
What makes you think you should like yourself?
Because I am the ideal woman. That's why.
Bea, yes. You don't have to ever say because. I see. What makes you think you like yourself? I am the ideal woman. What's there not to like about me? You know?
Yeah?
You like that, huh? What's there not to like about me? You know? I mean, that fits there without being facetious. It's being stupid, but not facetious. Okay, now, isn't that true?
Yes.
Isn't that true? Okay. Remember this now. Remember this. With all the challenges that come up in your life, if you can go through all the challenges I give you here on campus and be untouched, not that you aren't aware of what I'm doing and are not building a positive mental attitude within yourself, but not being touched, then you got it made. That may be your electrician. So, I say, I will see you later, and I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.